Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, not so fun fact, KZN is the capital of jewelry store heists. True story.
It is at the moment, yes.
Why is
that? I was told that, well, we're not sure. I was told that by an insurance broker specializing in the jewelry and precious metals wholesale and retail sector. His name is Andrew Sokolich. He's based in East London, and he's with a company called Halcyon Financial Solutions.
Yeah.
He's dealt with 175 claims relating to jewelry store holdups and safe breaks in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
He knows a bit about the subject.
Please,
and he said he had no idea why currently KZN is a hot spot. We have more jewelry store heists, hold-ups, robberies, call them what you will, then Gauteng even. So there you go. Have a listen.
In the last 3 months, there are probably between 6 and 10 incidents of a violent nature where hold-ups have occurred. It's generally some of the jeweler chain type stores where there's a lot of gold and diamonds exposed, and then the high-end stores with the more expensive watches, etc.
Yeah, so in 60 seconds, they can get literally a haul of millions.
Yeah.
So one of Sokolich's 168 jewelry store clients in the country is the KZN store, which was robbed last June. In a couple of minutes, they cleaned the place out. It was they just packed up everything at closing time. So they took the store stock owned by the company, as well as a few dozen items belonging to customers, including that 90,000 rand diamond ring belonging to Louise Wilson of Kloof. You remember we featured a story about a month ago. She'd taken it into the store for cleaning and evaluation in June of 2015, and then agreed to let them hold on to it with a view to them selling it for her. She kept in contact with them during the course of the next year, and every time she was told the ring hadn't been sold. And it was during one of those visits that she got the very bad news that there'd been that robbery in the store, and her ring was among the many items of jewelry and watches which were taken by the gunman. The thing is, she hadn't insured her ring, so she'd kept it in a safe in her home until she took it to the jewelers, and she was subsequently told that the store's insurance did not cover her ring, and that's when she came to us. On the slip she was given, importantly, when she handed the ring in, a staff member had written, "To supply valuation, client would prefer to sell," and it was not a word about having to make sure that she'd insured the ring herself, and that was the issue. So the CPA does impose a heavy duty of care on the shop, as we said in the show last month, to exercise the appropriate amount of care, diligence, and skill that would be expected of someone looking after somebody else's property. But in this case, an armed robbery, you can imagine, Darren, as Sokolich says, there can be no claim of negligence.
Yeah.
You can't really prevent something like that.
It's unfortunate, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So the jeweler himself actually lost out big time. I'm not naming the jeweler, by the way, because I was given the following information off the record, and I wanted to use it. So I could only use it if I don't name the jeweler.
Okay.
So his premium, and gives you an idea of what these jeweler's shops are in for here. His premium was 80,000 rand a month, insurance premium.
Sure.
And he was still underinsured. So he was paid out 7 million, but he lost 16 million rands worth of stock. And that's just the issue, Sokolich says. It's virtually impossible for jewelers to have adequate insurance to cover all clients' jewelry that they happen to have at any given time. And when there's a very large claim like the one we're talking about that affected Louise, they cover their own stock first, and there's not enough left over for the client's losses. Mm. So here's the advice, and it's really important. Lots of advice, but let's start with Sokolich's advice to the jewelry stores, and it's also echoed by Lorna Lloyd of the Jewelry Council of South Africa.
I just urge the jewelers to be upfront with their clients and to make them aware that leaving an item in their store does not guarantee that it's insured. And it should be the client's choice then to actually say, well, I'm not going to leave it here until it's insured, or to make a qualified decision on this one.
Okay, so the jewelry shops need to tell people when they take any jewelry in for whatever reason, listen, it's not covered by our insurance. Please make sure that it's insured, or else they take a risk.
Mm.
But if a jeweler was guilty of gross negligence or recklessness in handling or safeguarding a jewelry item, Lloyd says, then obviously the jeweler is liable to reimburse the customer for the full value, and that's in terms of the CPA.
Sure.
Two more things. If you do have insurance on a piece of jewelry under all risks and you take it to a jewelry store for resizing, remodeling, valuation, whatever, you must inform your insurer that you've done that, that you've moved the place from your home to the jewelry store.
Yes.
Because if it gets stolen from there, your claim is likely to be rejected because they weren't aware of that change in risk.
Can you just call them or do you need to email them?
I would definitely email so you have a record of doing it. Mm. And finally, Sokolish warns consumers, and I found this fascinating, not to leave their jewelry in a jewelry store for safekeeping because they think that it's too expensive to insure it at home. Yes, there he is.
Clients in all provinces feel that their jewelry items are safer with the jeweler in the safe. Insurance law does not cover those items. They cannot hold items for clients unless they are being repaired or unless they've been invoiced in as consignment stock. And I have so many court cases at the moment going on where they've left it with the jeweler for up to 5 years. And not understanding why it would not get paid up on insurance.
Yo, good advice.
You think you're doing the best thing because you got a quote to insure it and you thought, can't afford that. Let me just rather leave it in the jewelry shop safe. Nuh-uh.
No good.
And they shouldn't be accepting that because there is no cover if it goes.
Yeah, but I think people get clever. They say to the jewelry store, please sell it for me, inflate the price, knowing it's not ever going to get sold at that price.
But if it's not consignment stock, if there isn't a paper trail there, they're never going to get covered.
Very good.
And then, of course, that does leave this issue of Louise and the loss of her 90,000 rand ring, which I am pursuing. I can't say too much at this point, but other than to say that a settlement is being negotiated, and I think a pretty fair one, so hopefully we'll be able to come back with something on that. But just really important messages about what the risk we take when we take our jewellery to stores, and to be aware of that and make a plan around it with your own insurer.
Excellent. This will obviously be on our blogs as well. Go to ecr.co.za. It should be up there just after 9. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.